Matt Greenwood on KJF Sports Talk. Got Matthew Mitchell, head coach of the Hillsborough Wrestling Program. That's boys and girls, but we're here to talk about the girls as their district tournament wrapped up this past weekend. And five wrestlers sent to represent Hillsborough for districts. Unfortunately for you, Coach, none qualified for state, but a couple of them came pretty close. Micah Barcheski and Amber Cage, I believe, wrestled in a third-place match and wound up taking fourth. But, you know, still a season, Coach Mitchell, I imagine, one not to forget, you know, inaugural girls wrestling season, first time they've hosted, like, a state tournament-type thing. And you got five girls to be able to experience that, and five non-seniors. So kind of give us a little bit of an idea as to what it was like for you to take these girls to a district tournament and what it was like for them to kind of experience it.
Sure. As the year progressed, you know, they were an amazing group of kids to be around. And, that was my biggest thing with them is, you know, we opened it up and we tried to recruit some girls, before the season to come out. And, we ended up with only a handful. But all of them that came out wanted to be there, and they worked really hard to be there. So I'm just proud that they kind of took that new experience of trying something new, and they did really well. We're really proud of how they wrestled, and that the district tournament we felt like they wrestled their best that they had all year. So.
All right. Well, very well. I mentioned too that if I remember correctly, made it into the third place match, and that was Barcheski and Amber Cage, a freshman Barcheski and a junior Amber Cage. Can you kind of, for those of us that, for those of us that weren't there to witness the matches, just how close were these two girls to taking third?
Sure. Well, they both actually made it to the consolation semis. So that's that round right before third place. Had they won, they would have gotten to go for third or fourth. And the state this year has only taken the top three at each weight class. And they both actually went 3-2 on the weekend. They won their first match. They lost in the quarterfinals. And then they wrestled back and won two straight matches. And then they both fell in that fourth round wrestle back round. And, Micah had a great tournament, and she is so fun to watch because she's not really scared of anyone. And so she doesn't really care who she's wrestling, and she'll go out and kind of give you everything you've got. And, you know, same with all of our girls. They're all first-year wrestlers. They've never had any experience before with it other than this year. So it's just kind of fun to have watched them progress as the year goes on. And Micah has really taken a liking to the sport, and we kind of expect her. I know she wants to do some things in the off season. Amber did the same, you know, had the same kind of path during the tournament. And, Amber actually probably won our most exciting match of the weekend. She won a match 9-8 in, the ultimate tiebreaker, period, which is essentially the fourth overtime of a wrestling match. It's as far as a high school match can go. That's the longest time it'll go. And she won, pretty exciting match there for her. And she actually lost, to the girl in the bracket that was seeded number one, overall. That girl lost in the very first round. And, Amber actually met up with her there in that fourth round wrestle back. And she was actually winning with about a minute left on the clock, but wasn't able to hold on. So I know that she was upset with that, but it was definitely kind of a motivator for her, you know, going into our off season. She's a huge, you know, really good softball player, and we're going to let her go do that for a while, and then hopefully she'll be able to sprinkle in some wrestling in the off season too.
All right, cool. Coach, real quickly, let's talk about the other three wrestlers. Joey Matting, she got a victory. Juliana Johnson and Marissa Hudman, unfortunately, did not. But Those three moving forward, they're coming back, and like we've already discussed, Barczewski and Kadra coming back. But talk about those other three girls and kind of what you expect out of them over the next, you know, several months before the next season.
Right. Joey and Micah are both freshmen. So they're going to get a full 4 years of the program, and you know, it'd be kind of interesting to see where they end up, you know, by the time that they're seniors. Joey had a great tournament. She actually wrestled better, you know, this past weekend than she has all season. She's just been getting better every week. You could kind of see her learning some new things here and there, and she lost a really close match, 11-9. And it was really, really close match. I thought we were going to win right at the end, but we came up short. So, you know, I expect good things from Joey, and she's very motivated, I think, to do well. Juliana Johnson, she's another girl that we picked up off of our softball team. And I know that she's very heavily involved with that and will be. So I hope that she decides to sprinkle some wrestling in, you know, throughout the off season too. But she's going into her senior year, I know that they're going to keep doing that. And then Marissa is in a really tough weight class. You know, that 235 weight class, there's some really big athletic girls in there. And, you know, she gave everything she could. She's just, again, a new wrestler, and she just needs some more time, I think, to develop her skills. So.
Overall, Coach, since we're kind of talking about high school athletes, overall, what grade would you give the girls this season in terms of not just results, but effort, you know, will to, want to, all that sort of thing, all those sort of things?
Yeah, and I said it at the very beginning, but the best part that myself and our other coaches have talked about is just how great a group of kids they've been all year. They're fun. They were fun to hang out with, and we had a couple trips this year where it was just the girls only, you know, at their own wrestling tournaments, and definitely, you know, a little bit different than the boys. But they bring that same energy, and they still have great effort and attitude out on the mat, which is all we can ask for. So they did so good this year. We're really proud of them.
That is Matthew Mitchell, head coach of the Hillsboro Girls Wrestling Program, joining us here on KJF Sports Talk.